The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. One of these truths that the Holy Spirit had to reveal to us much later after Jesus' ascension into heaven is what we celebrate today, the Trinity, our belief in one God with three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, some people say there's no mention of the Trinity in the scriptures. That's true. The word Trinity is not found there. But if you continue to read in this chapter from the Gospel of John, you'll find many references where Jesus talks about how the Father and him are one, and everything he knows, the Father knows, and everything the Father knows, Jesus knows, and they're both going to send us the Holy Spirit. Even that first reading about Lady Wisdom, the Holy Spirit, she talks about how she was there before even God started the creation process. She was with God. In the Gospel, John says, the Word was with God, the Word is God, and the Word became flesh. So the early Christians has to deal with kind of this dilemma. How can Jesus be Lord, be God, as they were proclaiming? What about God the Creator, God the Father? And it took the church about 300 years under the guidance of the Holy Spirit till they were able to proclaim the mystery of the Trinity. We call it a mystery not because it's something we have to solve like an Agatha Christie mystery, nor because it's something we don't understand, we don't know anything about, but it's because it's something that we can never understand fully. We know a lot of things about this mystery, this Trinity, but always with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we're discovering more and more who is this God who is a community of three persons, but yet one God. Every Mass, we profess it when we pray the Creed. I believe in one God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. And actually, it is because of the Trinity that I am still Catholic today. Not that I understood the Trinity, but because what the Trinity meant to me as a new Catholic, as someone who was coming back to the church. I shared with you probably my story, you might remember, or maybe not. I was born in a Catholic family. I was baptized, confirmed at baptism. I went to Catholic school. I made my first communion in second grade. And then I was taken of the Catholic school and I went to a Protestant school. And my family did not go to church, not even on Easter or Christmas. So obviously from that moment, from second grade, I never went back to Catholic church, to Mass. Till 20 years later, when I was in graduate school in Mississippi, one Saturday, a group of my friends said, what are we gonna do tomorrow? And somebody suggested, why don't we dress up, go to church, then we can go to brunch. And we thought, that's a great idea. We've never done it before. It'll be something new. And the first time we did it, the first Sunday, we happened to go to a Catholic church. That was my first time in 20 years celebrating Mass. Now, we did a couple of more Sundays. We went to different churches, but then, you know, after a while, it became old, kind of. But I continued to go, not every Sunday, but I started to go maybe once in a while, go to Mass. Now, that summer, that was in the spring, my oldest brother and his family were living in the Bay Area up in San Francisco. So I went to visit them. And one day, two Mormon missionaries came knocking on the door and asked them, can we talk to you about our church? They said yes. They just came, you know, recently to the United States. They had young children. One of their neighbors had, you know, also young children. And they liked them very much, especially their family life. As you know, Mormons have a very strong family values, family life, and they're very dedicated and devoted to their faith. So the two missionaries talked to them about their, you know, their faith, and I don't know if some of you maybe had that experience. They said that the Catholic Church was the right church. Del Constantine made everybody, you know, Christian for political reasons. Then the Catholic Church fell from grace till Joseph Smith came in the 1800s and established the true church. And everything what they said, I mean, like I said, their values, their belief, everything sounded good. And my brother and his family ended up becoming Mormons. But there was one obstacle for me. They don't believe in the Trinity. They believe that Jesus is God, the Holy Spirit is God, but they're not the same level of God as God the Father. And to me, all my relationship with God, the God I knew, was Jesus Christ. That's who I prayed to. That's who I learned about in the Bible. So to me, if Jesus was not God, then I don't know what God am I supposed to believe in. And that's why I did not become Mormon. I went back to Mississippi and I decided I need to learn more about my faith so I can understand my faith and share it with others like those two missionaries were able to share their faith with me. That's why I became Catholic. See, some of these things we don't have to understand, but somehow they work in our lives if we are open to the Holy Spirit. So what do we know about the Trinity? Well, we know it's a community, that God is a community, not one person, not a lonely God. We know in that story of creation how God said when created Adam, it's not good for man to be alone. Why did God say that? Because God is a community. So he created women and made them, told them to be fertile and multiply and form small communities on the model, following the model and the example of the Holy Trinity, communities of love. That's why we're called to be members of a church, a family. We're not called to be lone rangers and have our own belief in God and our relationship with God and not worry about anyone else. Because how are we going to be communities of love if we don't have other people to love, for them to love us, for all of us to grow together in that love? And yes, love is a mystery. We don't understand love. You fall in love with someone, you don't know. Why didn't you fall in love with this person and not that person? But we know a lot about it. We know that we're called to love one another, to be as a community of disciples of Jesus Christ, modeling the love that God has shown to us. Another thing about this community is we're not called to be individuals. We're called to be united. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are a community of three persons, but one God. Unity is so important for us as a community. And we look at the world today, we look at our church today, we don't see that unity. We see more divisions, more separation. And we need to go to work on that as part members and parts of this community. We need to do our share. If our community, if the church in general has to be a community of love, then that depends on each one of us. Are we living the commandments of love that Jesus taught us? And we don't have to do it alone. We do it with the help of the Holy Spirit, who continues to work in our lives and show us how to grow more and more in love. Because if one day we hope and desire to be part of this perfect community of love, that means we have to become people of love. You know, if you put a foreign organ in your body rejects that organ. To be able to be embedded in that Trinity, in that community of love that God desires for all of us, we have to become people of love so we can be accepted and become part of that community of perfect love. So the Trinity teaches us a lot of things. Help us to understand why do we have to grow in love, why it's important for us to be a part of a parish. Because it's here where we practice how to love, hopefully in a safe environment where everybody is trying to grow in love and people are willing to forgive, people are willing to be more understanding, more kind, more compassionate. So we can go out to that world and transform it into a community like the Holy Trinity. Three, but united in one, by perfect love. Now, next Sunday, we celebrate the Feast of Corpus Christi, the body and blood of Christ. And because of that other mystery, I am a priest today. But I'll tell you that story next Sunday. There is a sequel.